Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus this morning, and we welcome to the program for the very first time on this program. You may have seen her on a number of Facebook videos that we have done. Captain Chantrice Williams is in this morning. Captain Williams, great to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. It's good to be here.
It is nice to have you in person. Like I said, we have done a number of videos of things going on, and we will continue to do that. But it's nice to have you in studio to talk about all of this. You've been here, what, since June?
I've been here since June this year, yes.
Well, talk about, first of all, kind of your life in the Salvation Army. How did this all start for you?
Sure, absolutely. I have been a Salvation Army officer for 12 years now. This is my 13th Christmas with the Salvation Army. And Fredericksburg is my fifth appointment. And I started in Savannah, Georgia. Then I moved to Augusta, Georgia, Martinsville, Virginia, Suffolk, Virginia, and now I'm here in Fredericksburg.
Interesting. Wow, you have seen a lot of different places, and I'm sure, I mean, Christmas is such a big time. It's probably very similar in every locality that you've, wherever you've lived.
Yes. Christmas is our busiest time of year, and in every place, although most of the elements are the same, they're very different. Both Angel Tree programs and our Red Kettle campaign, as everyone knows, those two programs are in every Salvation Army location, but they all have their unique differences.
We're going to get into and talk about what's going on with the bell ringing and Angel Tree, and as we go along this morning, we'll do that. Is so often, and as so many people have come through here over the years with the Salvation Army, they have a family connection where their parents or they have a connection. Do you have that same kind of thing of you had family involved with the Salvation Army?
I do. Actually, my grandfather actually worked for the Salvation Army, and then my mother became the Angel Tree coordinator for the Salvation Army in Montgomery County, Maryland, and that's where I'm from. And so from about 9 years old up until I went to college, I believe, my mom would work for the Salvation Army as their Angel Tree person, and she would sit at the mall and hand out Angel Tree tags and collect presents. And so that became a part of our family tradition.
Wow, so you really do have some memories, and I would think especially the whole Angel Tree program has a lot of significance to you. We've talked in the videos, and you talked about how your family had been involved with Angel Tree, and boy, that would give you some memories.
Yes, it's a very important program to me, as my mother instilled in us as children the importance of helping other people. And so every Christmas, we would make sure that we personally adopted a family, and my brothers and my mom and my dad, we would go shopping for a family, and we would buy their clothes, get their toys, and it just became an activity that our family would do together.
Well, as you have kind of gone around the many places along the East Coast, it must be nice to be here and be so close to where you grew up.
It is. It's only about an hour drive with no traffic. So it's been nice being so close to family.
It's so interesting with the Salvation Army that so many people who get to the level you're at have a heritage with the Salvation Army, and that makes it, to have your grandfather involved would be really special.
Yes. I just look back to when I was 9 years old and I didn't know what the Salvation Army was. I just thought it was the place where we took our clothes in the springtime and in the summer. And then he told me that he was going on Sunday mornings to take the kids to church. And I thought he was lying. I thought he worked at the thrift store all that time because that's all I knew. But he didn't. He worked for the Salvation Army Church.
So interesting. When did you decide that this was what you wanted to pursue? Was it in college? Was it before?
It was actually when I was about 14 years old. Some of the adults and leaders at the Salvation Army would say, "Hey, you know, have you ever thought about being a Salvation Army officer? And as a teenager, that was the last thing that I wanted to do. I was like, well, they move too much. And, you know, I don't want to wear a uniform every day.
Yeah.
And so for me, growing up, I always wanted to be a lawyer. That's what I wanted to do. But about 14, we had a youth revival. It's called Youth Councils. The Salvation Army has it every year. And it was actually in Virginia Beach. And I felt that I was called to be a Salvation Army officer. So I went to college. I went to Liberty University. Went there, and I went to Salvation Army Seminary School when I was 20. So, yeah.
What a great story. You know, you were going to be a lawyer, but instead you're really doing such significant work, and you're doing it. Is it Georgia where there's like a you talked about going to Salvation Army Seminary?
Yes, Salvation Army has its own seminary school called the Evangeline Booth College, and it's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I thought there was something. I remember a few years ago being in Chicago and seeing some kind of a big Salvation Army training center. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that near Wrigley Field, and I thought, I wonder if. So I guess you got different ones here, you know, around the country.
Yes, we have four of them. So we have one in Atlanta, we have one in Chicago, there's one in New York, and there's one in California.
So have you gotten used to moving around? And then it's always, I get attached to all of you captains that come through here, and every 3, 4, 5 years, you go on, and I'm always sad to see you go.
Yeah, you get used to the moving around. I left Suffolk after 5 years, so that was my longest appointment.
Okay.
But typically, I've been in a place for 3 years or so. But hopefully Fredericksburg is a long appointment as well.
Yeah, no, after just working with you for just a few weeks here, we're gonna do a lot of good stories over the years. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take a break and come back, and we'll jump in and talk about bell ringing, because we see that around town, and that is so important, and there are a lot of needs here. So we'll do that when we come back. Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army is here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here this morning. Lots going on, obviously, and bell ringing right now. Captain Williams, see the bell ringers all around town at locations. But I'm especially sure this year, you need volunteers. You need people at locations. You don't want to have a location just sitting there empty if you can at all possibly not have that.
Right. We started our Red Kettle campaign on November 9th, and we're going through December 24th, Christmas Eve. And right now we have about 24 active locations, and we need those filled. Our goal this year is to raise $160,000. And all those funds go, first they stay right here in Fredericksburg, and mm-hmm. it goes to help us with our programs that we have all year long.
And that's the thing, we'll talk about signing up and being a bell ringer in just a second, but just to go by those, when you go by every little bit helps. And it's so important, because like you say, that money that's going in there is going to help the programs here and fund the programs here.
Yes, all the change in your pocket helps us make change for people in our community. So never think that it's too little, because every penny counts with our Red Kettle campaign.
You and I've seen actually since you told me this a couple of weeks ago, I have seen it with a number of national Salvation Army campaigns. You have a theme of this Christmas that I think is so appropriate with the kind of year we've had.
Yes, our theme this year nationwide is Rescue Christmas. And so this year the Salvation Army thought it was important that we have this theme, because as everyone knows, this has been a uncertain year, but we want to make sure that we're able to rescue the Christmas season for those who need us this year.
Boy, and that's the thing, as tough a year as it's been, you can really feel good and make an impact by getting involved with the Salvation Army with bell ringing. Again, whether it's just putting some money in the kettle, or you're in great need, I know, of volunteers.
Yes, volunteers help us to raise money, and it's a proven fact that volunteers raise more money than paid bell ringers do. And so we are in desperate need of volunteers, and the funds that the volunteers raise, it allows us to keep all that money and use every penny to help with our social services programs.
Bell ringing is just fun. It really is fun, especially if you can do it with other people too.
Yes, bell ringing can be fun. I know some people may wonder, how is it fun standing outside in the cold? Well, I will tell you, it can be a lot of fun, especially if you do it with your friends. My parents do a competition amongst themselves where they're each at a Walmart door at either end, and they compete together. My nieces have come out with me. In my opinion, children are the best bell ringers. And they come out and they have a good time. So it can be fun, especially if you're doing it with other people.
My daughter and I did it for a couple of Christmases, and I think we had just some of the most bitterly cold days. But she wanted to ring the bell.
Yeah.
And was just intent on doing that. And it's so fun to see, either, especially if you give your kids money to put in. And it teaches them something. But to have kids come up, or every time I've done it, I see people that I haven't seen in a while.
Right.
And it's just that kind of thing. And to do it for a couple of hours, time always, it's as cold as it might be, time goes by.
Yes, absolutely. And even if you can't do a full day shift, a few hours would greatly help us. And again, bring your kids, bring your friends, your church members, your office, and just make it a fun time.
It is. It's a great thing. And for whether it's get a Sunday school class together, people at work, and it is. Everybody always has. You just get so many stories out of doing it, and you're doing so good. I can remember a few years ago doing it in front of a Giant on like a Monday morning, and I remember afterwards telling the captain at the time, I wish I could have. It really wasn't that busy. We got some, but it wasn't that busy. And I remember him saying, just having you there and getting something was better than just having the kettle sitting, you know, in the store and not in use.
Right. Volunteers allow us to have someone at every location. Even though there are busier times of the day, having someone there every day for even if it's just 3 or 4 hours, having a kettle manned is very important to the success of our campaign.
So if I want to sign up to be a ringer, how can I do that?
If you want to do it at home, from the comfort of your couch, all you have to do is go to redkettlenow.com. And if you type in your zip code, the Fredericksburg Salvation Army will pop up, and you can actually pick your date, your location, your time, and how long you want to ring. And it will sign you up. It will send us an email notification, and it'll actually send you a reminder as well. And then one of our staff members will meet you at your location that day and bring you everything that you need. You could also, if you want more details, you can call our office at 540-373-3431, and you can call and ask to speak to Laura, and she will get you scheduled to ring. So you can do it online, or you can call our office directly.
Laura has been doing that a long time, and Laura is really good.
Yes,
at that. She will get you set up if you don't feel comfortable doing it online. It's a redkettlenow.com. That was the website.
Yes, redkettlenow.com.
Which is, again, that is so easy, or 373-3431, and Laura with the Salvation Army will take care of you. You're going to be involved. You talked about your parents doing a challenge. You're involved with a challenge a week from Friday.
Yes, on Friday, December the 4th, the National Commander of the Salvation Army has issued a challenge to all the officers that he will be ringing at a Salvation Army kettle location in Alexandria, Virginia, from 3 to 7 p.m. And so he's challenged us to ring during the same time frame. And whatever officer raises more money than him, and whoever has the highest amount raised, will win the National Red Kettle challenge this year. And so I'm hoping that Fredericksburg can bring home the gold this year.
Yes, this is a this is a chance for Fredericksburg and for Captain Williams to make a name here. And so you're gonna be doing that. You're doing it at a Walmart?
Yes, I'll be doing it at the South Point Walmart.
From 3 to 7.
From 3 to 7 p.m. on Friday, December the 4th.
So it's a chance to meet the new Salvation Army captain and put a big put some money in that kettle so we win.
Yes, absolutely. And it'll be a great experience. If you want to come by and meet me, I'll be there. If you just want to put your support and you're thinking, well, I don't know when I'm going to go, save your change up until December the 4th and come put it in my kettle that day. Also, the person who wins this, the National Commander, will come and do a presentation at that local Salvation Army, and the Salvation Army will also receive a national video promoted by the Salvation Army nationally. So I would love to have Fredericksburg be that local Salvation Army that's promoted nationally.
That would be a huge story for us.
It would. It'd be amazing.
So we need to do this. We need to do this Friday. Now, the date again is?
Friday, December the 4th.
4th. Okay. December 4th from 3 to 7 at the South Point Walmart. And you will be there, and we can do this.
Yes, I know we can. I have faith that the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, alongside with the Fredericksburg community, can do it.
I have over the last few years, and a few captains ago, couple of years, he towards the end would do 24 hours mm-hmm. of bell ringing. And have stood out there with many a captain in recent years doing this, and there's just something fun about having a captain out there
yeah.
ringing the bells, and it really is. It's something where you can you really can make a memory and feel good about what you're doing, and especially because you're helping raise the $160,000 that is needed, and especially now.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's always fun when you see the captain or the officer out there raising money, especially in uniform. So, and I think it's very important, too, that I just not talk about raising the money, but I'm out there helping to raise the money as well.
Right. Let's hope for a warmer day, too, because
yes.
I have stood out there with many a Salvation Army captain. And that wind can get cold.
Yes, it can. I'm hoping that it is 70 degrees next Friday. But we'll see.
I know every year, and he's still got a couple more days in December that he's doing that, but Robert Bellman always organizes a group, and they ring for the whole day, and he gets mm-hmm. all kinds of Stafford officials. And he was out on Saturday doing it on the White Oak Road Giant, and it's just... It's so much fun seeing people come through giving and putting money in. And it does seem, at least what I saw last Saturday, that a lot of people are trying to be generous this year just because it's been so hard and because the Salvation Army, you just had, and when we get into Angel Tree, there are a lot of needs right now in this community.
Yes, we have definitely seen our community step up, and we've seen that our volunteers who have been faithful over the years continue to be just that. They've been faithful because they know that this year especially, times are hard and things are very uncertain, but the one thing that we want to do is make sure that, one, children have toys this year for Christmas despite everything mm-hmm. that's going on, and that people have basic needs like their rent paid, their utilities cut on, and food on the table. We want to make sure that despite everything else that's going on in the world, that we can provide those basic needs for our community.
You must have been a very little girl when you first started bell ringing with your family. I'm thinking that they probably put you out there and put a bell in your hand at a very young age.
Yes, I can remember doing it as early as 11 or 12. I loved doing it. I loved ringing the bell, and we would hand out candy canes, and you, like you said, you would see your friends come through the store and people you haven't seen in a while. And it's amazing how when you see someone walking from their car in the parking lot, and then when they get closer to the bucket, the smile that comes on their face. So it's just, I remember doing it since I was a kid. So I've enjoyed doing it for over 20 years. So.
The times when I have done it, it always amazes me the people that will come by and will tell you stories.
Right.
and either they had family members, like you talked about your mother organizing bell ringing and things like that, or Angel Tree. Just the Salvation Army stories that are in the community are just amazing. That especially this time of year, people that are involved with the Salvation Army have been involved in the past and have stories. It's a great legacy.
Yes, I love hearing the stories from the vets that have said when they came home from war that the Salvation Army was there to give them a hot cup of coffee or to give them a donut. Or you hear the stories of grandparents who can say that when they were kids, they received their toys from the Salvation Army Angel Tree. Or that the Salvation Army was the reason why they had Thanksgiving dinner years ago. Or that their lights weren't cut off because the Salvation Army was able to help with their bills. Or they learned how to play an instrument by going to the Salvation Army music programs. So it's always fun and interesting just to hear the stories of the transformation and the things that we've been able to do through something that we may not think is that powerful, but simple things like providing Thanksgiving dinner and providing toys and teaching someone how to read music, they can be life-changing.
Yeah, no, it's so, we see the kettles and think about it only at Christmas, but like you say, whether it's the music program or whether it's going to camp or just some of the day-to-day things that the Salvation Army does, that's where this money, the $160,000, and why it's needed and why if you're downtown and you see the kettle by Gulrich's and you put that money in, mm-hmm. it's going to help programs in this area.
Yes. Every penny that you put into a Red Kettle does stay in Fredericksburg. It helps us with our youth programs that we have. We have character building programs. We have music programs. We send children to camp during the summertime at our wonderful Camp Happy Land. And all of these programs are free to the community. So in order for us to continue to offer these programs, we need to meet our goal of $160,000.
And with this being COVID time and all, you can step back from the kettle and not be near people, and you can feel totally safe. I have seen kettles all around, and people step back, and mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about that.
Yes, all of our bell ringers are wearing masks and they're wearing gloves, and the kettle stands are cleaned at least 3 to 4 times during their time outside, and so we are taking the proper precautions to not only protect our bell ringers, but to make sure that we're protecting people who are donating to the kettles this year.
RedKettleNow.com if you want to do that, and just go online and fill up some spaces and try to do it for a couple of hours at least, just because it's easier for you to have volunteers come and set up and take it down and all of that.
Yes, we would love to have people sign up for at least 3 to 4 hours, just because the switching in and out of kettles does take time. So if you could sign up for at least 3 hours, that would be amazing for us.
RedKettleNow.com or call 373-3431. Ask for Laura, who will get you all set up. 373-3431. When we come back, we're going to talk about Angel Tree and what is involved there. Great stuff this morning with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. Captain Williams here from the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
The Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus, Captain Chantrice Williams here this morning with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army. She's been here since June. Captain Williams, it is like you have been here for 10 years. I mean, you are just able, I mean, the passion that you have for the Salvation Army, the enthusiasm for the Salvation Army and this Salvation Army is so evident. It is really great to work with you, and we're glad to have you in town and in Fredericksburg doing this, just because these are tough times, and you certainly have the enthusiasm. Again, we talked about the Red Kettle redkettlenow.com if you want to be there is such a need right now for people to be bell ringers with the Salvation Army. Do it for 3 or 4 hours or get some friends, get some people at work to do it, and you will help the Salvation Army, and you will not be sorry that, that you did it. Angel Tree is going on, and this is a crucial time for Angel Tree. And we've done a number of videos, and just the number of kids that you're dealing with right now is just, to me, is just astounding, and really shows that sometimes we just kind of get lulled into thinking we're doing okay around here. There's a lot of government jobs and things are okay, and then you all of a sudden you start working with the Salvation Army, and you hear these numbers, and it does really we see that there are such needs.
Yes, this year we have over 760 families that we're serving, and that is about 1,558 children that we're going to be providing Christmas for this year.
Wow, 1,500 plus kids. And that was, what, 600 and some families?
760.
760.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 760 families, over 1,500 kids are needing Christmas. And the way you can help out is to, it's so easy, is just to go take an angel off of an angel tree at several locations around the area.
Yes, all you need to do is go to one of our angel tree locations, and we have trees set up at the Walmarts all around the area. We also have trees set up at Giant, or you could go to Spotsylvania Town Center, and we have a tree set up in the mall. Or you can go to our office that is at 2014 Lafayette Boulevard. Or if you want to do it online, you don't even have to leave the house to adopt an angel this year. You can go to our Facebook page, and we have all the links for adopting. And the Salvation Army Fredericksburg page is FXBG Salvation Army. And if you click there, you'll see all the links to go to adopt an angel online. Or if you just want to buy a toy, you don't necessarily want to choose a specific child. Our registry for good with Walmart is actually there, and you can go there and buy a toy as well. And the great thing is Walmart has graciously paid for all the shipping, so you buy the toy and Walmart will ship the item directly to our office for free.
What a deal.
Yeah.
That makes it so easy, because it, especially in these times, if going out makes you nervous, you can do it all from home, and you can help. But we have no excuses for not doing something.
Yeah, we've tried to make adopting angels and providing Christmas for these children as easy as possible, because we know that a lot of people aren't comfortable going to the store, but we still have to provide these items for the children. So if you are unable or uncomfortable still going out, you can adopt an angel and buy gifts for children from the comfort of your home.
I really was wondering, as we got going with all of the pandemic, how and if the Salvation Army would be able to do these things, because they're so important. It's not like you can just say, well, we'll take this, see you next year. But you have really set up on the bell ringing side and on the angel tree side. It is, you've made it safe and just incredibly convenient for Angel Tree to be able to get involved.
Yes, absolutely. We want to make sure that we are protecting our staff and our volunteers, and of course, providing a safe atmosphere for our donors. So we are giving as many avenues as we can to allow people the opportunity to help and to donate.
Boy, and to get involved, we talked about bell ringing with your kids, and how that can really set an example. So can this, to know that you're helping another family, and it really makes Christmas morning a whole lot special, knowing that whatever you got through Angel Tree, some family around the area is having a Christmas on Christmas morning.
Yes, absolutely. I know for myself, and I know our staff as well, and the volunteers who help put Toyland together. On Christmas morning, we're all usually, a little tired, but... just a little tired, but we rest assured knowing that morning, there were children all around Fredericksburg and the community that we serve that woke up and had toys underneath the tree because of what we did for the last few months.
I would think, too, Captain Williams, that you growing up, and you described what your mother did, with Angel Tree, that at a very young age you learned about not only service but also it's not about me and just the whole idea of just giving back to the community.
Yes, when we would go shopping for our Angel Tree family, just even looking at the tag and seeing things that they asked for, like seeing a child who asked for a coat or something simple that as a kid, I just received those things. And so I would take things for granted. And I think we do take things for granted, simple things like having a coat or having warm shoes and clean clothing. And simple things like we have children who are asking for games and teddy bears and things that we just are like, well, that seems so simple.
Yeah.
But to them, it means so much. And for me as a kid, asking for extravagant things sometimes. When I looked at the tags on the tree and the things that the kids were asking for and knowing that these were things that they needed. And we were able to provide those things. It changed my perspective as a kid on the importance of giving and the importance of not thinking about myself, but putting others first.
It does. I think even as an adult, I have seen in walking through over the years Toyland and seeing, you know, where there are things like socks and underwear and things like that, that if I'd been a kid – and got, like you said, you just certain things you just expect, and you don't want that for a gift. But in so many cases, that's what they need,
right?
And they ask for right. That, which it is. It does change your perspective of things.
Yeah, it kind of breaks your heart a little bit, but
yeah.
It also the fact that we're able to do it, it just makes what we do that much more exciting because I know that we're going to be able to provide that coat. I know that we're going to be able to give this child a warm pair of socks or the board game that they want to play. So it's hard looking at those things because, again, as a kid, I never would have thought that my wish list would entail a coat. So these are the things that we're seeing, and that's why we need the community to help us and come alongside us to help us provide these things for the children that are in need this year.
Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. While we were the other day, you can see the video on our Facebook page. To look at that room with all of the marks on the floor of where the bags of the gifts are going to go, and to know see that there's over 1,500 of them. Wow! It does it really tugs at you because that's really a because we can sit here and talk about the numbers, but all of a sudden you start seeing that room fill up, and you look at where things are going to go, and you really do see the extent of everything that every one of those pieces of tape. Is a family, is a child.
Yeah, when you walk through the warehouse, you look and you're like, well, what are these, you know, pieces of tape that are all over the floor? And they have numbers written on them. But every number represents a child that we're going to be providing Christmas for. And so right now it is a little bare because items haven't fully been coming in yet. But the goal and the prayer and the hope is that the warehouse will be full and that every child will be adopted off of an angel tree and will have a bag full of gifts to give the parents to put under the tree for their children.
You have some terrific volunteers, but you especially have some terrific volunteers who just really are dedicated to Toyland and to organizing it, and a number of ladies that work there every day now. And just really so many people in this community help pull this together, and it really is every year is exciting to see.
Yes, we have two particular ladies who have been referred to as the head elves,
yeah.
Who are a part of the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary, and they have taken Toyland, and it is their project, and they do an amazing job every year. They've been doing it for several years now, and they're very modest, so they don't like to take credit for anything or be in the spotlight, but Cheryl and Zena have been amazing, and they go to the warehouse every day. They organize, sort, pack, and they recruit volunteers to help. And they've just been phenomenal at making sure that everything is a well-oiled machine.
Oh, it is. It's very organized, and as things start coming in next week, and it fills up, it really sometimes just gives you goosebumps to look at it, just to see the community come through. So people, and it's so easy. You can either you name the locations, and we'll go through the locations again before we get out of here. But you can either do that, but to do it online, like you described. Mm-hmm. Is even and you don't have to pay the shipping costs, and I mean it is really set up for people to really come through and do it in a big way. And again, you can do it however. There is something to be said, like you talked about, as a family that you went and did that, and kudos to Mom Williams, who you know pulled this together every year, but not only did it for the community but also got your family involved. Did you have great memories of that?
Yes, absolutely. And I believe that the fact that we did that when I was a child is one of the reasons why I'm a Salvation Army officer now.
Yeah.
Just because of the feeling of knowing that I'm doing something that's greater than myself and learning to help people and enjoy helping people. As a child, I knew that as an adult, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help people and I wanted to do good and feel good about what I was doing. And so I hope that everyone who picks an angel off the tree or their family goes to ring the bell, whatever you do this Christmas, I hope that they start making memories as well, because they're some of the fondest memories I have as a child.
Well, and we're glad that you decided to go and work for the Salvation Army and are not a lawyer. We're glad that you're here talking about this. But no, it's true. There are so many needs, and you really have pulled all of this together. And Angel Tree especially is such a big thing. So and you want everything back by December the 4th. So you can organize it, and then you have a pickup day.
Yes, we need everything back by December the 4th so that we have time to sort and pack everything and get everything in order for the families to pick up. Our distribution is the 17th and 18th, so we need that time to get all the items in order. As you can imagine, orchestrating distribution for over 1,500 children takes a little bit of time, and so we need the items back by the 4th so that we can get everything ready for all the families to pick up.
760 families is a lot of families.
Yes.
To have to coordinate and to do that safely, and it's a lot of hours and a lot of work. And I know and in your case, you're juggling Angel Tree and bell ringing at the same time. So for the next 6 weeks or so, it's 5 weeks. It's a lot of work.
Yes, it is a lot of work. We start planning Christmas in July and August. So it's not just a 2-month thing for us. It takes us a long time to plan and make sure everything goes smoothly. And as you said, yes, we're doing the Red Kettle campaign and the Angel Tree program all at the same time. But it's worth it. It's worth it. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding.
And in a pandemic, too.
Yes.
That's the other thing. And you still are able to laugh and smile and carry on with great enthusiasm.
Yes, absolutely. And our staff at the Salvation Army, we're still doing everything else that we do every day. Things
right.
haven't stopped. But they still do it with a smile and they do it with energy. And we're excited. Christmas really is the most wonderful time of the year for us. And even though it looks different this year for us, we're still going to do it with joy and happiness and bring hope to the community.
Now, there are so many things, and we've talked off air in the next year, we're going to do more shows, just because the Salvation Army is so much more than just the bell ringing and Angel Tree right now. All the programs that you were involved, you talked about the music program at the church, and there's so many parts, and that's why giving to Angel Tree, you're helping kids and families. You give to the Kettle program. You're helping all of those programs. So, just a lot of good stuff. Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here. We're going to take a break and come back for one final segment, and again talk about and give you the information on bell ringing and how you can sign up for that and how you can get involved with Angel Tree. We'll take a quick break and be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Fredericksburg Salvation Army this morning. Captain Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army is here, and we have to correct something. If you want to sign up for bell ringing, if you want to sign up to be a bell ringer, this is the website you go to.
Yes, if you want to sign up to be a volunteer bell ringer, it is registertoring.org.
Okay.
Registertoring.org.
Now, if you want to give, if walking up to, and again, you've made this so easy. If you want to give to the kettles and you don't want to walk up and do that, you can do that online.
Yes, we have an online Red Kettle, and that website is redkettlenow.com. So you can go there. Fredericksburg has its own kettle set up. All you would do is click on the Fredericksburg Red Kettle, and it will take you directly to our donation page, and all the funds to that kettle come straight back to Fredericksburg.
And the other thing is, you can at least on some of them, are they on all of them? You can use your phone to donate too if you walk up to a kettle.
Yes, we have QR codes for Apple Pay and Google Pay, and so you can just take your smartphone, scan it, and it will take you straight to our donation page as well. So there's more than 10 ways basically this year that you can help online without leaving your house.
Again, you can do that. You could give to a kettle, then you can go over and you can buy something for Angel Tree online, and you could it's all right there. It's so easy.
Yes, we wanted to make it as accommodating as possible because we know that there's still uncertainty, and we want everyone to be safe. So we want everyone to feel comfortable in their degree of giving. So if that means going to the store and picking up the Angel Tree tag, or doing it from home and having Walmart deliver the presents directly to our office, we want to make sure all those options are available.
Registertoring.org. Registertoring.org, or just to give redkettlenow.com. And you're going to be involved in a competition that we're going to win, and then have the National Salvation Army captain just come down from Northern Virginia.
Yes.
And make us famous.
That is the plan for the National Commanders Challenge. I'll be ringing at the South Point Walmart on Friday, December the 4th from 3 to 7 p.m. And the goal is to beat the national commander and raise the most money out of all the officers who were in the competition. And so whoever does that, the national commander will come to your local Salvation Army and do an event for you. But they will also make a promotional video for your local area that will include your programs and all of that nature. And the one thing that I did forget to mention, which is the one thing I'm excited about, if we win, the officer who wins gets to go to the National Kettle Kickoff next year. And that is
in Dallas.
It's at Dallas, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Oh,
so
I'm...
it would be an amazing opportunity for
oh,
me.
Oh, wow. I want to see you on TV. I will be by with lots of money next Friday.
Please do.
To give for you. Registertoring.org, redkettlenow.com to give. And next Friday, on Friday the 4th from 3 to 7, South Point Walmart, go by and give and help Captain Williams win. Captain Williams, thank you so much. We will be seeing much of you during the next month, but good luck to everything. And let's get out there and bell ring and give and help the Salvation Army right now.
Well, thank you, Ted. It's been a pleasure.
That's it for Town Talk. Happy Thanksgiving. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.